T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the NFL has given us a diversion here today. They have made major news, and it started a couple hours ago when the players approved the new CBA, so that has kicked off a flurry of moves. NFL Network has gone on the air. They have a free agency frenzy show that is breaking it all down. With the new CBA, you can't use two tags. You can't use a franchise and transition tag. So the Cowboys are in a pickle, a conundrum. What do you do with Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper? The Titans were believed to be in a similar situation with Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. And, of course, the Tom Brady cloud looming over the AFC runners up from a year ago. My name's Andrew Filippone. You found the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio coast to coast here on Sirius XM channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, the radio.com app, and whatever local affiliate AM or FM you're listening to today. There was some speculation from insiders like Adam Schefter and John Clayton that the league year would get pushed back, that once the CBA got approved, got ratified, we wouldn't see free agency. Okay, well, even if that is the case, and that's true, that is not preventing teams from striking deals or at least attempting to make deals. The Ravens have traded for Calais Campbell, all-pro defensive end. The Jaguars' fire sale continues. They gave up a fifth-round pick to get one of the best defensive ends in the NFL, albeit a guy that's now in his 30s. Baltimore on the verge of giving him a contract extension. The big shoe to drop, the Shaquille O'Neal-sized sneaker, is Tom Brady. And now multiple outlets are reporting that Brady and the Tennessee Titans is a relationship that will not happen. That despite the Vrabel connection, Brady has thrown touchdown passes to Mike Vrabel. He's won Super Bowls with Mike Vrabel. He's FaceTimed Mike Vrabel at college basketball games this year. They were rumored as among teams that were not the Patriots, odds makers, and you can still bet on this. It's one of the last things you can bet on in sports right now. Where will Tom Brady end up? Where will he play his first game of 2020? The Titans were the number two choice behind New England to land Tom Brady. And multiple outlets are now saying that the Titans are zeroing in on Ryan Tannehill, that they want to get a long-term deal done with Tannehill and then franchise tag Derrick Henry. Where will Brady go? That's a big topic, and it has been for a long time, and now we are nearing the end of rumor season. Something is actually going to happen there with him. He can't take a tour and bounce around and get on a jet and go place to place because of travel concerns and worries right now. I don't know if Brady needs to do that. I don't know if something Mark Davis of the Raiders said at a dinner would make Brady want to sign with Las Vegas, or something the Spanos family in LA showed him that made him want to sign, that would make him want to sign with the Chargers. So much of this can be done over the phone or through text or through FaceTime, that despite all the coronavirus concerns, I still think Brady can land on a new team without having to physically go visit one of these teams. It was 60-40 he ends up in New England when the day started. I think the Titans news makes that more like 70-30. maybe 75-25 back in New England. And honestly, I think that's best for everybody. I like Brady back with the Patriots, and I'm no New England fan by any stretch. I like Brady back in New England best for him. Which is not to say he can't win in one of those other places, but he knows the system. McDaniels is still the offensive coordinator. Belichick is still the head coach. I think Belichick, the general manager, let Brady down this year. The Sanu trade was a brutal one to give up a second-round pick for him. They never adequately replaced Rob Gronkowski in retirement. Belichick now is, I think, going to get a mulligan on that. I think if Brady has decided at 42 that he no longer wants to put winning first, and now, for the first time in his illustrious career, he's dead set on maximizing his earnings. If he's going to make a move that is, I'll go to the highest bidder, give me the most money, that would absolutely shock me. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think when we get to a certain point in life, you might have already gone through this or you're kind of going through it now. Where we're comfortable means a lot. And sometimes we turn down bigger financial opportunities, bigger jobs. We make career decisions that are based on our family comfort factor. Even though there's all kinds of speculation about Belichick wanting to prove he can win without Brady and vice versa, we know they're both comfortable with each other. They've been to 9 Super Bowls. They've won 6. They've won the AFC East every year since 2010. They've won it the last decade. So if I'm Brady, I know I can win in New England. I know there's an offensive coordinator there that puts me in good situations. I know there's a coach that gets the most out of the players on the roster. He just needs to go out and find better players. If Brady takes more money, he's going to make it harder on Belichick to do that. The Titans were a scheme fit because you would think the terminology and the way they do things in Tennessee is not all that different from New England. I don't think Brady wants to go somewhere where he's going to be asked to throw it 50 times a game. And with Henry, you had a real threat in the run game there that you could lean on and have a balanced offense. So, you know, I think the Titans made the most sense. I understand and get why the Chargers, they don't have a quarterback. Tyrod Taylor isn't the answer, why they would want him. I don't really get why Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers would do it, other than a total in the teams that are mentioned here, that three of these teams, I don't think it's for football reasons. I think it's for entertainment reasons. The Chargers, Buccaneers, and Raiders, two of those teams are trying to sell tickets in new stadiums, and the Buccaneers are just trying to sell tickets, period. And so even though it might not make football sense, you've got the owner that's telling the football decision makers there to go out and get Tom Brady. The Chargers, I don't see really a better option out there. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is a great quarterback. I definitely wouldn't pay him $30 million to be my quarterback. I don't see another one available in a trade that makes a lot of sense. If I'm the Chargers, it would be hard for me to tank the season for Trevor Lawrence because I've got so many offensive weapons. But then on the other hand, if you brought in a Teddy Bridgewater, I think there's a ceiling probably based on how much you're going to pay him. If you're getting Bridgewater for the price for what he made in New Orleans, I think you could surround him with great players. These guys aren't idiots. These agents know that the salary cap with the CBA getting approved, it's going to go way up starting next year. So I expect them to act accordingly. I don't think Bridgewater is going to take less than 30 mil. I think it's hard to win. It's been proven out. It's hard to win a championship when you've got one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league on your roster. I don't think Jameis Winston is better than Tom Brady. I don't think Brady really fits the kind of system. And you might say, well, Brady makes any system. Well, yeah, maybe Tom Brady of a couple years ago. I still think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's in his prime. Bruce Arians wants to air it out and wants to challenge teams downfield and take deep shots with guys like Godwin and Evans. They've got no run game to speak of there. I don't see Tampa Bay. The Raiders thing would be a total vanity play on Gruden's part. Gruden's got immense job security because he's got another $80 million left on his deal. At this point, and I know that Brady has won more than any quarterback ever, just what my eyes tell me, I think Brady's good. I don't think Derek Carr is any worse. I don't think he's any less of a quarterback. He doesn't have the resume. He doesn't have the playoff wins. Brady would come in and he would instill a new culture, which is nice. But I don't think Gruden strikes me as a guy that coaches an average quarterback up. He takes a Brad Johnson or he takes a Jeff Garcia at the end of his career and he makes those guys better. I don't really have many. Rich Gannon, same thing. Took him to the next level, was an average quarterback when he got him. I don't see really any examples in John Gruden's career where he got a great quarterback and the great quarterback was turned into an even better one, where the quarterback was already a made man by the time he got to John Gruden. And so I don't think John Gruden just takes a back seat and says, hey, Tom, you run the show here. It's your offense. So where does Brady end up? I think it should be New England. I think it will be New England. I think if he's back with the Patriots, I believe the Patriots can compete for another Super Bowl in 2020. I think the Patriots are right there as a team that can win the whole thing. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I think the Titans are making a mistake not going after Brady. If you're going to give me a quarterback for the next 3 years, I'd much rather have Brady than I would Ryan Tannehill. And I don't think Tannehill giving him a long-term deal beyond that means that you're set at quarterback. He was okay in Miami. He went to the playoffs there once. He was hurt and missed the game. Tennessee absolutely needed to make a change off of Mariota last year. It was the right move. It worked brilliantly. Tannehill played smart football, managed games, didn't need to throw for 300 yards in every game. They wanted to hand it off to Derrick Henry. He executed the game plan. He did fine. Now, when he needed to keep up with Patrick Mahomes, he couldn't. But he's not the only guy that had that problem in 2019. But I don't think Ryan Tannehill, I don't feel like we just got the tip of the iceberg or scratched the surface with him last year. I don't think there's a lot of growth potential in him. And so if I'm looking to run an offense where there's a solid run game and there's a defense, I'd rather have Tom Brady calling the shots than Ryan Tannehill, even though Tannehill beat him in the playoffs this year. I think that was more about the supporting cast than the quarterback matchup. So I think Tennessee's making a mistake. I think Tennessee's making a mistake that's reminiscent of what other teams in their division have done. I thought the Colts were stupid to commit to Jacoby Brissett. Now they're looking to get out of that. And the Jaguars absolutely have made a couple of mistakes here with both Bortles and now Foles, who doesn't seem like he's a match, and they're trying like crazy to get out of that contract. So it doesn't look like it's Brady to Tennessee. I think that's a bad move for the Titans. I think that Brady should go back to New England. I think he can win championships in New England. I still believe that. How about you? Where should he go? Where do you think he'll go? Where do you want to see him play? What makes the most sense to you? Could Brady win on those other teams? Raiders, Bucks, Chargers? Does the Niners thing make any sense to you? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Want to get your thoughts on the Brady rumors. The latest one that Tennessee's out because they want Ryan Tannehill. And that's from a verified account. That's not made up. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's Andrew Filippone, the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. According to a couple of reports, the Titans are out of the Tom Brady sweepstakes. They are hitching their wagons to Ryan Tannehill. Now, if that is their decision, meaning if Tennessee is picking Tannehill over Brady, that's stupid. That's just plain dumb. If they're going in that direction because Vrabel has heard from Brady and Vrabel thinks that Brady is going somewhere else or ending up back in New England, well, that would make more sense. But if voluntarily, if the Titans are pulling themselves out of the Tom Brady sweepstakes, well, that's just dumb. Ryan Tannehill, right price, right guy, right time. Everything broke right for the Titans last year. Giving him a long-term deal at big money is not a good idea. Premium for Tannehill, premium for Derrick Henry. I won't pick the Tennessee Titans to get back next year. That is a weird division, the AFC South. The Jaguars are undergoing a fire sale. They're getting rid of everybody. I think Gardner Minshew will be their starting quarterback, but Foles might be stuck as the backup at a huge price. You got Doug Marrone in a lame duck situation. I've got no idea who the Colts quarterback is going to be. If it's Phillip Rivers, I don't look at them as a contender. I think Rivers is shot. The Texans will always have a chance as long as Deshaun Watson is healthy, but that's a big if. And they spent so much on 2019, they don't have a lot of free agent dollars, and they don't have any draft picks. If Brady's in Nashville, if he's with the Titans, they're the favorites to win that division, and I don't think it's close. I think Tannehill levels the playing field big time. What do you think? 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Feels great to talk football. We've got news, and it's coming in fast with the CBA getting approved. Calais Campbell traded from the Jaguars to the Ravens. And Tennessee working on a long-term deal with Ryan Tannehill. Here is Tom in Myrtle Beach. Tom, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you. If I can make one quick comment, and then I'll talk about Brady. I'm hearing about these college players and all that. You know, the last time we needed a national response like we need for this virus, I'm thinking World War II, and all those professional baseball players, you know, they never said, oh, this is terrible. Guys like Ted Williams, you know, they joined the Army and they put their country first. So let's get through this virus first and foremost. And maybe guys like Gino Amoretta ought to worry what's more important than give players another year of eligibility. But as far as the Brady situation goes, I would be concerned because there's no guarantee that Brady's going to get you to the Super Bowl. I know everybody's looking at Peyton Manning as the example, but keep in mind, first of all, Tannehill did get to a Super Bowl last year. Tom Brady did not.
Well, championship game, not Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm sorry, championship game. And the other thing that concerns me, I mean, getting to the Super Bowl, things got to break your way. Well, if they don't, you got Brady, what, 1, maybe 2 years? And then you start from scratch at quarterback. And look where the Broncos are right now. And I know what's worth it in their mind because of what they did with the 2 years of Peyton Manning. But there's no guarantee that Brady's going to deliver that for you. He can't. No quarterback can guarantee
well,
that.
Well, that's why if I had a franchise quarterback, I would not move heaven and earth to bring in Tom Brady. Because I would think a short-term marginal upgrade isn't worth it. And that's what I would say about the Raiders. I think the Raiders' issue, and it's going to continue to be their issue, I don't see how they build a great defense there. They traded Khalil Mack. They wanted the picks for him. They thought they had a wide receiver to go with Carr when they traded for Antonio Brown. You know, one of the things that's been rumored about Brady is that he wants to take Antonio Brown with him. Well, that's not happened in New England, and that's not happening with the Raiders because he's already burned those bridges. It's not happening with the Bucks because I don't think Bruce Arians is a fan. He was at one time, but he knows how things went south. He's great friends with Ben Roethlisberger. I don't see that happening with the Bucks. The Chargers have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Where's Antonio Brown going to end up with Brady? In San Francisco? Well, then where's Garoppolo next year? He's a $28.5 million backup? That's not happening. But the Raiders' problem is always going to be, I think, finding a defense with Gruden. He's not a defensive coach. He inherited one with in Tampa Bay. He got the offense to average. It was enough to win the Super Bowl. I don't think the Raiders have a quarterback problem. I'd rather have the next 6 years of Derek Carr than another 2 years from Tom Brady. Here's Eddie in New York on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Hey.
You know, on Brady, I know Tennessee's moving on, which is probably the wrong thing to do. I agree with you. But I would like to see Dallas go after him. Give him 3 years, $75 million. You don't have to pay 35 for how many. You franchise Dak and you trade him for a mid-first round. You package your two first rounds, you move up, you get a rookie. And then if you have Brady for two full years, you win in the division.
I like that idea a lot. I don't know what I don't know who the team is that not only gives you a big pick, but then turns around and signs Dak Prescott to, like, you know, I think Dak wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and he won't be for long because then Mahomes is going to come around and get a deal. But I think the deal he signs, he wants to be the biggest one, bigger than Russell Wilson, bigger than Carson Wentz. And okay, like, he's won enough games since he's come into the league. Only Brady has won more games than him. But I don't think he's worth that kind of money. I don't think you'll win a championship with him at that price point. So that's why, ultimately, I think I'm agreeing with you. The question is, what does Brady want? Because if Brady's just trying to win a championship, you put him with Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper in that defense, and he takes less to make sure everybody re-signs and can stay there, I think the Cowboys got a shot. But if Brady is out to get every last dollar, if he wants the same money that Dak Prescott wants, well, then it doesn't make sense to me. Thank you, Eddie. Like, if Brady, and I don't think he does, if Brady wants between $35 and $40 million a year, I don't think it makes sense for anybody. You know, it'll make sense to a team that wants to sign him just because they want him to sell tickets and make the team relevant. So, here's Dwayne in Houston on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Vaughn, how you feeling? Listen,
I'm good.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Every statement that you've made regarding Tom Brady has been on the mark. One thing in particular, you know, you got to look at the offensive line that New England had compared to a new offensive line that he's going to. I agree in the fact of that also, that what he's just going to be a one-time hit and run. I mean, you know, he's an overnight, he's, you know, a one-time stand. You know, age plays a part right now. I mean, he has, his mobility is limited. And if you're building a team for the future, you know, why build it around Tom Brady? Why would he even invest that money unless you're just trying to build revenue for the team?
So, right. You know, that's all. Yeah. And I think some owners do think that way. They think about selling jerseys and they think about being relevant. And Tom Brady would instantly do that. And I don't think he's going to completely fall off a cliff next year. But at some point, the bill's going to come due, and football's Grim Reaper is going to show up at his front door. But I don't think it's this year. It won't be in New England if that's the case. You know, I don't think it makes sense. I don't understand why the Patriots are in a hurry to divorce Brady. You know, I don't think, you know, where they're drafting, now, if they want to move up and get Tua, that would make perfect sense to me. That's one thing, if I'm New England, I would absolutely do. And Belichick knows how to play the game with all those compensatory picks that he picked up, all those late third-round picks. If I'm him, I'd absolutely move from the low 20s, to, like, the third pick and take Tua. I would do that. And have Tua sit behind Brady for 2 years? Now, maybe not that long. Maybe just 1 year. But Brady's not going to sign a one-year deal. So at that point, you know, you'd have to make the decision. That would be the move if Brady picked somebody else in free agency. And maybe that's what Belichick wants to do. Maybe that's why he's gun-shy. He's so close to Saban. Those two are bosom buddies. Maybe Belichick's trying to move the chess pieces in the draft to get Tua. I think that would be brilliant. I'd like that for New England more than bringing Brady back. But short of that, if I'm the Patriots, I don't want to pay Andy Dalton or Teddy Bridgewater to be my quarterback. Much rather have Brady. And at that point, it would make the most sense for everybody involved. Brady, the Patriots, Belichick. So the news this hour is that the Titans are pulling out of the Brady sweepstakes. They're working on a long-term deal with Ryan Tannehill. I think that's crazy. I think if they're voluntarily doing it, that's nuts. The Titans have been the team, other than the Patriots, the team that has been the most closely associated or connected to Brady because of the Vrabel connection and because they went to the AFC Championship game last year. I think if the Titans don't want Brady, that's stupid. I want to know where you think Brady ends up. I want to know what you think Brady's going to do next year. Does he still have anything left? I want you to tell me if you think he'll end up back in New England. If he does, will he win there again? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The NFL's given us some big stories today. Really glad to have them and happy to talk about them with you at 855-212-4227. On Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio, at The Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And make sure you go and download the radio.com app to your smartphone. That way, no matter what happens, you can listen to us. iPhone, Android, smartphone. You can even tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for finding me, The Pony Express. That's my name on Twitter. Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the last four letters of my last name, and then Express spelled like it is in the dictionary. You know, we've had a ton to talk about today, which has been a welcome change. Instead of talking about things that aren't happening, things that have been canceled or postponed, we've got a ton of NFL business. The CBA got approved. The CBA got approved. One of the things in the CBA that stood out to me is that now players can't get suspended for positive marijuana tests. And you know what? As somebody who knows people, has good friends and family members who have struggled with prescription drug addiction, I like that decision by the NFL. Now, some guys are gonna smoke just to get high and just to have fun. And now that gives them something else recreationally, another freedom that they didn't have before. And I'm sure that's how a lot of guys will treat it and use it. But I think for some, it will be an alternative to prescription drugs. And I believe that's good. And that comes from my own personal experiences, and that comes from other friends and family members who I've seen their lives completely turned upside down because of it. The NFL free agency doesn't start officially until Wednesday, but there's a negotiating window tomorrow that starts at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Tags need to be in by 11:59 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. All kinds of speculation on what will happen to Tom Brady. The Titans are trying to finalize a long-term deal so they can put the franchise tag on running back Derrick Henry. So they're trying to do a long-term deal with Ryan Tannehill because now you can't use two tags. So the teams that are most affected by that are Tennessee and Dallas. Dallas wanted to possibly tag Cooper and Prescott. And the Titans, I think, were at least considering tagging both Tannehill and Henry. If the Cowboys get a long-term deal done with Dak Prescott, I don't think that's the smartest move. I think Dak is a good quarterback. I don't think you win Super Bowls with him making $40 million a year, though. And now that Tennessee's out of the picture, you'd figure Brady ends up back in New England. Is that where he should go? Do you think he'll go back there and win if that's what happens? Where do you want him to go? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Here's Paul in California on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on, Andrew. Great show.
Sure. Thank you.
So there's one one disconnect I'm having trouble reconciling.
Okay.
And that's if the calculus is the Raiders would be better served having 6 years of Carr versus 2 years of Brady, how does that same equation not work for the Titans? Because I think if you talk to 32 NFL general managers, at least half of them would say they'd rather have Tannehill as their starting quarterback.
Rather have Tannehill than who?
Why would the Raiders be better served having 6 years of Carr versus 2 years of Brady, and the Titans not being better served having 6 years of Tannehill versus 2 years?
Because Brady's better than Tannehill.
But Brady's also better than Carr, wouldn't you agree?
I think it's very close. Gun to my head, I'd rather have Brady. But I think Derek Carr is an above-average quarterback that's been in a bad situation for most of his career.
And I think Tannehill was actually in a pretty bad situation in Miami. And he's
Then answer me this question. When Tannehill was available for a song where the Dolphins were picking up almost his entire salary and were just trying to move on from him, why didn't any team want him as a starting quarterback?
I'm 100% in agreement with you right there, but I think there actually is a glut of quality quarterbacks right now. And really, if Brady went to the Raiders, they're only
What do you mean by a glut of quality quarterbacks? You think there's 32 good starting quarterbacks to go around?
I think that actually the trade market would be suppressed if there was, with all the different quarterbacks that could be on the market this upcoming summer, with Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, maybe even Jimmy Garoppolo. I still think the Niners are actually the dark horse for Brady, because the 49ers front office has had a month to basically say Garoppolo is our guy, and they have not said that once. It's really been the players that have said.
That's interesting.
Really
I agree with you on that. You're right. I mean, it's not like they couldn't, you know, it's not like they're trying to not be reached for comment. They're impossible to get a hold of. I'm sure Garoppolo would like a vote of confidence after getting them to the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I don't think that Garoppolo at $28.5 million. I don't think that deal looks good right now. But when the salary cap goes up in 2021, and a bunch of other quarterbacks get paid, I don't think it'll look as bad. So, you know, I'd rather have Garoppolo right now than Brady. And you know who else I think agrees with that? Belichick. I think Belichick would take Garoppolo right now over Brady if given the opportunity. Here's Wee in Oklahoma on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Wee.
Hey, yes. Thanks for having me. First time
sure.
caller. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, hey, you mentioned the Patriots. I mean, just looking at it as a sports fan, the Patriots did not adequately replace Rob Gronkowski. And what do you think about the relevancy of Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick going out and snatching up Jimmy Graham while they have the chance? I mean, he's a big tight end with receiver hands. Mm-hmm. He can play in the cold, you know, play in December. Do you think that will make Tom Brady want to stay more? I mean, with that winning mentality?
I don't think Jimmy Graham is a good enough player at this point in his career where just merely doing that would make it an open shut case for Tom Brady. I think that Belichick is going to want to get multiple tight ends. They love two tight end offenses. I mean, that was his dream situation when he had the late Aaron Hernandez with Gronkowski. So I think that they'll go out and get multiple guys. I think Delanie Walker at 35 years old is another possibility. I mean, he didn't put up numbers last year. Jonnu Smith did most of the work in Tennessee, but I could see that on a buy low situation. You know, Belichick went out and brought Benjamin Watson back. So we know he's not adverse to the old tight end. I think that it all depends on how much money Brady wants. And I just have a hard time believing that Brady wants maximum dollar, because this is the wrong time for him to demand maximum dollar. The time to do that was when he was in his prime. And now, if you want maximum dollar, you're going to make it harder on your team to win, which, you know, Brady is a serial winner. He always wants to win. And asking for like a $10 million raise when you're 42 years old does not put either the Patriots or your new team in the best position to win. Here's Larry in Colorado on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Larry.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey.
Cool, cool. Hey, two things. One, I hope Ryan Pace is listening to your show today, because my idea as a Bears fan is the way everything's laying out, if, you know, the Bears can, they have Trubisky next year, then they can also sign him up for the next year on his rookie contract. So why not bring Brady in for 2 years, let Trubisky sit, bring in Graham, bring in Brown, which they could do feasibly because those people want to play for less money, and the Bears have a window of opportunity of 2 years to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would cut my losses on Trubisky right now. I think that the problem there, Larry, is that you've got a GM who had the nerve or had the audacity to take him, and I think because he's pot committed on the guy, I think because he's already given him, you know, that ultimate vote by picking him over Mahomes and Watson, you know, he can't step away from the guy, and he's doubling and tripling and quadrupling down when really he should be cutting his losses. So I think it's terrible mismanagement by the Bears. I think if you eliminate the ego, then they should do exactly what you just said. And I would much rather see what won't work there, Larry. I don't believe in the osmosis of Brady comes in, Trubisky's the backup, Trubisky learns from Brady, becomes a better quarterback, and goes in and starts in 2 years. I don't believe that would happen. I think you go with Brady, and then you draft his successor after that. And I would have moved on from Pace by now. I would have a different general manager in there. I know he made the Khalil Mack trade, and everybody gave the Bears all kinds of credit for what they did the year before, but the Trubisky pick to me is a fireable offense. Brian in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good show. I want to give you a scenario. I'm a Titans fan, and Titans fans remember several things. We remember Brady and Belichick throwing the ball up 49-0 on us. So we hold that against Belichick and Brady. We don't like that franchise, and we don't like John Gruden. So here's the scenario. Brady signs with the Raiders. Belichick signs a very fragile Tua, Tagovailoa, and Ryan Tannehill stays with the Titans. The Titans succeed, and the Raiders and Patriots fail, and we love it here in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Thanks, Brian. Thank you for, you know, your dream scenario, but that's why they call them dreams, okay? That's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, if you're a Titans fan and you think your meal ticket is giving Ryan Tannehill a big present for how last season ended, you know, do not reward somebody based on how the team performed. And look, the Titans responded. Tannehill had the best passer rating. But what happened when it counted? In the playoffs, their offense was the following. Give it to Derrick Henry and tell Ryan Tannehill to get the hell out of the way. And that's how they were successful. And when they needed to become more of a passing offense, didn't work. When they needed to be pass first and couldn't run the ball in the second half against Kansas City, they were done. So I think if that's the plan in Tennessee, to commit to Ryan Tannehill, who a year ago they thought was an inferior quarterback when compared to Marcus Mariota, well, then I got some bad news for you. The Titans aren't going to be back to the AFC Championship for a long, long time. All right, thanks to everybody who's tuning in. The conversation continues on Twitter, at the Pony Express, spelled P-O-N-I. I'm Andrew Filippone. This is CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.